ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 10, text number 19. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Hanta Te Kathaishyami Divyaha Hi Atma Vibhutayah Pradhanyatah कुरु श्रेष्ठ न अस्ति अन्तः विस्तरस्य मे। श्री भगवान उवाच अन्तते कथयिष्यामि दिव्या ह्यात्मविभूतयः प्राधान्यतः कुरु श्रेष्ठ न्यास्त्यन्तो विस्तरस्य मे। श्री भगवान उवाच हन्तते कथयिष्यामि दिव्या ह्यात्मविभूतयः प्राधान्यतः कुरु श्रेष्ठ नास्त्यन्तो विस्तरस्य मे। श्री भगवान उवाच हन्तते कथयिष्यामि दिव्या ह्यात्मविभूतयः प्राधान्यतः कुरु श्रेष्ठ नास्त्यन्तो विस्तरस्य मे। श्री भगवान उवाच द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हैड सेड हंत यस ते अंटु यू कथयिष्यामि आई शैल स्पीक दिव्याः डिवाइन ही सर्टेनली आत्मविभूतयः पर्सनल ओपुलेंसेस प्राधान्यतः विचार प्रिंसिपल कुरु श्रेष्ठ ओ बेस्ट ऑफ द कुरुस नास्ति There is not antaha limit vistarasya to the extent me my. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Yes, I will tell you of my splendorous manifestations, but only of those which are prominent. O Arjuna, for my opulence is limitless. It is not possible to comprehend the greatness of Krishna and his opulences. The senses of the individual souls are limited and do not permit him to understand the totality of Krishna's affairs. Still, the devotees try to understand Krishna, but not on the principle that they will be able to understand Krishna fully at any specific time or in any state of life. Rather, the very topics of Krishna are so relishable that they appear to the devotees as nectar. Thus, the devotees enjoy them. In discussing Krishna's opulences and his diverse energies, the pure devotees take transcendental pleasure. Therefore, they want to hear and discuss them. Krishna knows that Living entities do not understand the extent of his opulences. He therefore agrees to state only the principal manifestations of his different energies. The word pradhanyataha, principal, is very important because we can understand only a few of the principal details of the Supreme Lord, for his features are unlimited. It is not possible to understand them all. And vibhuti, as used in this verse, refers to the opulences by which he controls the whole manifestations. In the Amar Kosha dictionary, it is stated that vibhuti indicates an exceptional opulence. The impersonalist or pantheist cannot understand the exceptional opulences of the Supreme Lord, nor the manifestations of his divine energies. Both in the material world and in the spiritual world, his energies are distributed in every variety of manifestations. Now, Krishna is describing what can be directly perceived by the common man. Thus, part of his variegated energy is described in this way. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militan Jaina Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Bhagavan Vacha Hantati Kathaishyami Divyahya Atma Vibhutayah Pradhanyatah Kurukshrestha Nastyanto Vistarasyame. The Supreme Personality of God had said, yes, I will tell you of my splendorous manifestations, but only of those which are prominent. O Arjun, for my opulence is limitless. First of all, we should understand that Krishna is telling his manifested opulences are divine, for the reason that the material energy through her medium, the manifestations are there because herself is divine. As Krishna says, Maya Daivihesha Guna Mayi Mama Maya Duratyaya. Devi means divine. Says this energy of mine is divine. It is very difficult to overcome, but one who surrenders to me can easily overcome. So, first of all, he says it is divine, Divya Hyatma Vibhutaya. Atma Vibhutaya means they have been manifested by himself and nobody else. It's not by coincidence or Big Bang. So, the third thing is, according to Haridas Thakur, unless and until the energy of the Lord are manifested, you will never be able to understand the Lord. The proof of the Lord who is present, I mean, if somebody questions, show me the Lord, what will be your argument? Because the Lord's energies are manifested, therefore the Lord is present. The fourth thing we have to learn is that according to Shvetasatara Upanishad, the Supreme Personality of Godhead's energies are variegated and they are manifested through jnana bala kriya cha parasha shaktir vividhiya suruyate swabhaviki jnana bala kriya cha swabhav, Krishna's own bhav. Krishna says that I have manifested all this and they are working under my direction, under my jurisdiction, under my supervision. I'm the controller of. So, these manifestations of energy are justifiably Krishna's, as he claims. And Arjuna wants to see them manifested. Because unless and until we understand these manifested energies, we will not be able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because in other chapters also, like seventh chapter, some of these manifested energies have been claimed by Krishna. That gave an impetus to Arjuna. That yes, I can take for granted by believing you. But can you please show me how you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So Krishna describes its principal energies by telling that I have to describe only the chief ones. Only principal. Principal means the main. Not subordinate or something ordinary, mixed up thing. But one which will be in your comprehension. Because if they are prominent, then even common men will be able to agree. If they are subtle and not manifested, or if they are there in a kind of state of limbo, then it will be difficult to understand. Common men will not understand. Only it will be some intelligent man will be able to understand. Common men will not. So, to Arjuna, even if he tells so many opulences, it will be confusing. He will be not able to comprehend. So, Krishna is telling only chief ones. It doesn't mean Krishna is limiting himself. Therefore, he states that my opulences are unlimited. They are limitless. And Srila Prabhupada puts in the commentary that for human being, with a limited brain substances. It is impossible to know everything about Lord Krishna. It's impossible to know. In any state, whether conditioned state or liberated state, in any conditioned state of, in any state of existence, Srila Prabhupada says, what to speak of human being having four defects that will further limit him? Limited senses, then prone to commit mistakes, then to come under illusion, and fourth is to cheat or lie or deny. Denial. Man is egoistic. He wants to deny. And he thinks he is all in all. The scientist, they are having so much false ego that they will cheat by denial process. Denial is also called negationism. Negate. Oh, I don't believe, that's why I'm correct. To negate. So by hook or crook, you make denial a prominent process, so you will be able to control. You want to imitate Krishna for control. But these opulences, of the manifested opulences, they are controlled by Lord Krishna. And tiny human being with so much swollen head with the false ego is also controlled by Krishna ultimately. So, Srila Prabhupada puts up a principle of limiting ourselves. But regardless, limited opulences and limited explanation is there. But because this explanation is transcendental nature, this explanation is so much in tune with the fact, the factual existence of Lord Shri Krishna's transcendental potency, that they attract the soul. It gives pleasure to hear about them. And that is the business of the devotee. Machitta madagata prana bodhayantas chaparasparam. Kathayantyascha mam nityam tasyanticha ramanticha. This is the business of the devotee. Why? Even though limited knowledge that we may acquire, but because it is transcendental in nature, it gives satisfaction to the soul. It gives pleasure to the soul. The principle Srila Prabhupada is putting forward is that even though one has limited knowledge of the transcendence, that is good enough to cross over this material existence of repeated birth and death. It is good enough to establish ourselves into eternal service of Lord Shri Krishna. And it is good enough to go back home, back to God. That reminds me, Srila Prabhupada was asked, and this was in a tape, I think 26th May 1977 in Mayapur. Jayadvaita Swami is asking Srila Prabhupada. At that time, on the same day, there were discussions taped about the guru appointments. For the time being, they will be Ritvik, right? So, these discussions are going on. So, as a principle for a guru, how much he should know about Lord Krishna to become a guru? How much he should know? Krishna himself here, he says, his opulences are limited, are limitless. And our comprehension is very limited. Our understanding about Krishna is also limited. But Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta. Tattva Vetta means the absolute truth about Lord Krishna is so concise that if one knows, then that's good enough. Even the big, big gurus are meditating on this Krishna Tattva. Krishna Tattva is revealed by Krishna himself. But he advises Arjuna to go to a bona fide spiritual master. As a general principle. Because he has seen the truth, he has experienced the truth, he will impart you. That is the premise or principle that one has to work on. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti tam jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinah. So tattvadarshi means the tattvavetta. Jai Krishna tattvavetta sei guru hoi. So this question was pertaining how much a guru should know to become a guru, to be qualified as a guru. And Srila Prabhupada answered, even Krishna sometimes does not know about himself fully. His opulences are limited. Because whatever explanations or realizations within the Shastra, either through the bona fide spiritual master or the text of itself, will reveal. Our knowledgeability is so much limited that we may not be able to tell in full. But the absolute truth is so concise that if one knows, it's good enough. Therefore, Krishna has revealed that absolute truth in the very next verse. Yad jnanam aya. Yad jnatvana punarmoham evam yasyasi pandava. My dear Arjun, you will never get into the illusion again. Yad jnanam means the knowledge about the absolute truth. Once you know, you will never become bewildered again. Etanya bhutanya sheshani drakshas atmanyathomai. All these living entities, char, achar, mobile, immobile, sthavar jangamam, whatever has been created, they are my part and parcel. They are within me and they are mine. That's good enough. So one has to meditate for lifelong only on this little principle, which is so concise to know. So knowledgeability is not a big deal. Even though Krishna's opulences are so much unlimited, we can't ever think. We cannot contemplate. Even a simple opulence of him, like taste in water, It's too difficult for us to comprehend. But yes, Krishna says that, I am tasting water. Raso aham apsukantiya prabhasasi suryaya. So, these opulences are manifested and everybody agrees because they can understand and they don't know. They even tend to worship those opulences every day in the morning. You know, as soon as sunrise, people get up and they start thanking him. If you are not there, photosynthesis will not be there and food will not be there. So even for any existence, you will have to depend. Whoever you are, I believe or I don't believe, but you are fact. You have been manifested simply for our survival. So, the idea is that we have to understand the principle. The principle is that because we are limited, we may not know at full extent about Krishna. But we may know the absolute truth about Krishna, which is so concise. The rest is the job of meditation or contemplation or realization. We should spend more time on realizing the basic truths, then get convinced and preach. So the idea here, Srila Prabhupada is very, very methodically, you know, puts forward that it is not possible to comprehend the greatness of Krishna and his opulences. The senses of the individual soul are limited and do not permit him to understand the totality of Krishna's affair. Still, the devotee try to understand Krishna, but not on the principle that they will be able to understand Krishna fully at any specific time or in any state of life. But on the other behalf, Krishna's topics are so relishable. So relishable. And relishment means the one that satisfies and gives pleasure to the soul. It is in tune with the constitution of the soul. It's in tune. So, therefore, the devotees of Lord Shri Krishna invest complete faith on him, whatever he says, whatever he gives instructions. Whichever he prefers to serve him. Krishna prefers. We don't have to prefer. Whatever Krishna has given the preferences, we accept. And we do exist as it is. Then everything is manifest. So the idea is that even though the principle alone is so strict that we will never be able to comprehend everything about Lord Shri Krishna, yet the topics of Krishna are so relishable that it will reveal us. Svayam Sphuratyam Eva Adhyaha. That is the nature of transcendence, divya. Many a times some examples are given that there are naturalists, those who glorify the nature and creator. Of course, it's an impersonal way. See a beautiful rose and glorify the creator of the rose. Whoever he may be, You may call him Krishna or some white light. Who the hell cares? They may say. Naturalists do propose like that. But glorification is required. The beauty is in the eyes of beholder. So they try to purify their vision. And they want to be remaining peaceful. They don't want to disturb. Such people are in the mood of neutrality and want to, you know, find peace. In Kali Yuga, there are beautiful roses by cultivation or genetic mutation or whatever in foreign land, but there is no smell in it. No smell in it. So, what good is the beauty alone? But in Vrindavan, flowers are very, very fragrant. Because there is bhakti, there is Krishna, and there are devotees. Right? So, we can see that Krishna is telling that I'm going to tell you only some of the chief opulences manifested. And try to understand. Try to meditate on them and you will be frustrated. Arjuna, for him it was difficult to understand whatever he said. So he trickily asked, Krishna, I can only believe that whatever you have said is right, but still, I want to see them, manifested opulences, see them. If you think I am able to see, I want to see them at one place, existing, simultaneously everything. Then I can understand that whatever you are telling is correct. I want to verify. He didn't tell Krishna you are simply bluffing. No. He wants to tell Krishna that please show me if you think I am qualified. So, in comprehension of all these opulences, what was required, how to see this opulence? Simply by this question, do you think Arjuna was qualified to understand this manifested opulences, that they are Krishna's? In 11th chapter, Krishna says, I have to give you divine eyes by which you will be able to comprehend. So what is this divinity? Material manifestation is divya. Then this manifestation called the body or the senses, they are also made up of matter. But are they divya? Is it divine? Is this body divine? Therefore Krishna says, well, I have to give you divine eyes to understand. Without the help of divinity, but then how will you get the divinity? How will you become divine? Krishna helps. Through Guru. Chakshudan dilo jai. Janme janme prabhu se divya jnana ride prakashita. So, he says, go to a spiritual master. Krishna was accepted by Arjuna as spiritual master, so he didn't have to go. But he already gave the principle, one has to go to the spiritual master. Is it not? So, what does spiritual master give? First he has to give Chakshudan. Which kind of Chakshu he can give spiritual master? Divine? Anybody? What kind of Chakshudan? He said, I am giving you eyes, but what kind of eyes spiritual master can give?
Spiritual eyes.
Gyan
Chakshu.
Gyan Chakshu. Gyan Chakshu or Shastra Chakshu?
Shastra Chakshu.
The spiritual master first gives you Shastra Chakshus. Through the authority of the Shastra, Shastras are divine. They are revealed scriptures. The revelation will come. So according to the principle of the Shastra, one, you know, takes up his devotional service, sadhana. Then he will become purified. Then he will be able to understand. He is required to perform according to this understanding, which is called Vaishnava behavior, to show all the tatastha lakshans of a devotee. And if this devotee has been serious, he must have committed by Swarup Lakshan, surrender to Krishna and nobody else. This kind of system is only existing in reference to Lord Shri Krishna. This system does not exist with any demigods, any worship of demigods. There is nothing divine there. Therefore it is called business transaction. Chakshudan means Shastra Chakshus. That will open our divine eyes by proper executing the principles of devotional service. So in this way, we will be able to understand Lord Shri Krishna and His divinity and how His manifested energies are working. Svetashatara Upanishad says, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For Him there is nothing is there to be done or to get it done. And in that reference there is nobody equal to or greater than Him. His divine energies are variegated. And they are manifested in Jnana Bala Kriyacha. Knowledge, that is divine knowledge. Bala, strength, and Kriya, the performance of devotional service. So, divine knowledge, divine strength. Srila Prabhupada showed divine strength at the age of 70 years to complete all these 85 volumes he wrote on different topics. Who can translate at this age? He personally saw it distributed in millions. He established an organization. He initiated 10,000 devotees. He opened up, but there were others too. Yeah.
I know, I wrote.
He wrote too. Mahamaya did it. So. But I think there are so many unknown who came by. But anyway, not only that, he opened up 108 centers worldwide. He trained all the devotees from toilet to kitchen. Right? Moreover, he traveled the globe around 14 times in this simple 11 years of his physical existence. He wrote how many thousands of letters? He gave how many lectures? He introduces how many festivals? He opened up farm communities, restaurants, whatnot. So, the yearbook of 1978, Encyclopedia Britannica, glorifies Srila Prabhupada's achievement. Virtually, he amazed the literary world by piling up, you know, all this transcendental literature nobody had. So this is what? Is it physical energy? This is divine energy called bala. Divine bala. And kriya. What a dynamism that Srila Prabhupada introduced. And the dynamism has the three fundamental activities: chanting, dancing, and taking prasadam. That's it. And everything manifested. What a dynamic nature. So, we can understand. We don't have to understand heaps of knowledge by verification. Even if one follows unknowingly in his ISKCON, if he is illiterate even, but if he is faithful, he will achieve the same destination as those who are in so-called knowledge, limited knowledge. So-called knowledge, limited knowledge. So, this is very important. Anybody has any question? Krishna says, what is the use of all this? Come on. I am pervaded with a fragment of my total being.
And the Prabhupada says, for the devotee, actually the opposites aren't so significant.
That's Vrindavan. But because material manifestation is there, there is spiritual manifestation. So we have to know the variegatedness in the material manifestation. That if it is unlimited, what will be the three times of unlimited into unlimited? अथवा किं बहुना ज्ञातेन तवा अर्जुन विष्टभ्याम अहम कृष्णम एकांशेन जगतो स्थित. It tells at the end of the chapter. What business do you have to know so many things? Just understand one thing, that I am pervaded but a fragment of my being. I am pervaded through just a fragment of my being.
My question is about vibhuti, that is the wholesome appearances of Krishna. Does it come out of his energies, unlimited energies or qualities?
Energies and qualities combine to manifest both.
What is the intricate difference?
Manifestation means it's the energy bound up in the qualities, guna. Material energy means material gunas, and material energy, which is coming out through the combination of Lord Krishna's glance plus material modes. All the ingredients were there, but Krishna activated them. Right? So, material energy of earth, water, fire, air, ether, the five manifested elements should be there, plus the gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamagun should be there. Alright? So, they manifest the combination. Spiritual energy and spiritual gunas, they make the spiritual manifestation, spiritual body. What are the spiritual energies? Sandini, Samvit, and Ladini. And what are the three modes of spiritual? Sat, Chit, Anand. So, when spiritual quality and spiritual energy combine, manifestation, boom, big bang! That's the manifestation. Any other discussion?
Maharaj, I feel that this energy helps us to appreciate Krishna more, like understanding the opulences of Krishna. It helps also in our devotional service.
Why not? You will appreciate his greatness. Even though if you are not able to know in full, you will appreciate and you will have faith in him. Unless and until you appreciate somebody, how would you develop faith on him? Why Krishna is so attractive, all attractive? That he is attractive even to the demons, even though they are inimical to him. Why? Because he is the source of energy. He is the ultimate point of all attractions. Everything else is his manifested energies. Is the material or spiritual? Is the only energetic. Huh? Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.